I don't mind today.
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 Today. Welcome and good morning to Fractal Chambers. This is your host, DJ Bukwas, of the you're tuned into BFF.fm. I'm here with a special guest, DJ Mariam, for now.
I haven't thought of a DJ name just yet.
Okay, for sure. That's cool. But yeah, so she's actually curated a really fantastic set of dark electronic music and badass hip-hop vibes for you all this morning, and some of those tracks are definitely wake-up tracks, so that'll be cool. Yeah, I really wanted to get Mariam in the studio, mostly because I'm a huge fan of her taste in music. It's we like a lot of the same artists, and it felt like she had a really good eye for putting music together, and I wanted to share that with all of you. So, yeah, without further ado, here's Mariam.
Thanks for having me, Soha. I'm so excited to be here. The first track is going to be Subdizelia, Human Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just came out, I think, a couple days ago. So
pretty yeah, that's pretty cool. I hadn't heard, like, I'm a huge fan of Subdizelia, and I didn't realize that she had dropped a new track.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and play that one.
Cool. So, yeah, let's get into that track, and hope you all are having a awesome morning. We'll let you guys prophesy. Let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got into people. Devil be possessing homies. Demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when a fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the rain. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain. Glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Turf, no Astro, mesmerized out of stroke.
have you met an angel? Touched by an angel? Have you met an angel?
Thank you.
Hey, Zoha. So that was A Human Nature by Subdizelia, and then John the Revelator by Nicholas Jarr. And the Subdizelia track actually just dropped a couple days ago, maybe a week ago. And it's part of her album that's coming out, The Calling. And I thought this was interesting about it was that she's lining up her singles dropping for the album with the cycle of the moon. I don't know anything about moon cycles, but just listening to it, you'll see a lot of that kind of surrealist and futuristic themes that she does. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm definitely like a huge fan of Subdizelia, and like what we both of us actually saw her together not too long ago, actually, for a noise pop show, and it was such a captivating experience. Yeah,
that was an unreal experience.
Yeah, I mean, she had she had a performance artist with her as well that was like interacting, like using the music as a medium to sort of like guide his moves almost. And Subdizelia was also like part of that performance as well, of like dance and
Yeah, when we walked in initially the venue, I was really surprised because it didn't have any background visual screens or anything.
Yeah.
And her music videos are so highly stylized and futuristic.
Yes.
That I was like, how is this gonna go?
Yeah.
But she also has this style that's very raw and vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I think the live show was a lot of that. Yeah. It was her just being very raw and vulnerable, and the movements that they both had together was still very charged, and her voice was just incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with all of that. That was basically what she was like live, and it was also her first performance in San Francisco, so I am hoping that like she comes back again, just because I feel like she's an artist that I would go see every time she was in the Bay Area.
I agree. I think that if she was ever here, I would make time to go see that. Her voice was just phenomenal. I think she's doing, she said they're doing, this is the first tour that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Like a world tour type thing.
Yeah. And I did see that they were in Korea right now, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I was reading a lot about her last night. Before this, and in general, I've read a little bit about her, and there's like articles that, you know, she talks about her tattoos and her mother and things like that. So she's also very powerful, but also incredibly vulnerable and open. And I just find that so inspiring.
Yeah.
As a woman, she really merges notions of womanhood and power together in like a way that I really haven't experienced before.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I mean, I get that sense from her too. Like, she's definitely a powerful woman, but she's also someone who wants I get the vibe that she wants every woman to also feel that way. And we linked to the interview that Mariam and I are talking about as well in the show notes, so you're welcome to check that out on BFF.fm's website. But it was interesting that she decided to do this photo shoot with her mom and also talk about like what that meant to her. And she discusses the fact that she ran away from home at 16 and kind of just like did a lot of things on her own, and she sort of like almost like made peace with her parents, and basically has made peace with her parents and has also found inspiration from her relationship with her mom and incorporated that into her, into like, you know, her music as well, which I think is really, really inspiring and interesting as well.
Yeah, and I thought this was really impressive too, is that she's completely self-taught.
Yeah, yeah.
And that she wasn't even a singer before, but her voice is just perfection.
Yeah.
So I was really surprised by that.
She definitely has a lot of natural talent, and I remember at the show she was saying, I've only been doing this for 6 years, And you can tell that, like, she's just, like, so happy to be, like, she was just so happy to be on stage. You could, like, get that vibe, and that she was excited to be in San Francisco, and just, like, I don't know, appreciating the blessing of being able to, like, you know, of getting big and being able to tour the world. And, yeah.
I think that's one of my most, like, my favorite parts of going to a concert of, like, an artist that's just kind of coming up.
Yeah.
Is, like, you feel this humbleness and this closeness that's in the crowd.
Yeah.
That I don't want to say you can't get later, but it's really nice to be a part of that.
Yeah, like, hearing that appreciation. And yeah, totally.
The second song I played was John the Revelator by Nicholas Jaar, who also is someone I really like. And I think 2016, 2017, listened to quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think that was maybe one of the first playlists I made and sent to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Modern Day Mixtape.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how you love somebody, when you send them a mixtape.
Yeah.
But now it's a playlist. But I think that was the first playlist I ever made for you was, you know, you have to know Nicholas Jaar, because I think what I really like about him is he samples a lot for his music. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of combines multiple samples, and he does it in a way that's, it kind of feels like a puzzle, but they fit together.
Yeah.
So in that track, he has an old 1965 sample, John the Revelator. And I think it's by Sam House. Yeah, Sam House. And he has another Indian Bollywood sample,
yeah,
which I really liked.
I heard that in there, and I thought, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. Like, I liked it already, but it's,
yeah,
nice.
I actually really like that whole track because of it merges these very different sounds in a really cool, interesting way. And I was also reading about him, and I read this line that I thought was really cool that said his style was rhythmic anguish.
Nice.
And I was like,
I see that.
That's so dope, and I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we gonna hear next?
So I'm gonna play "Big World for Lovers," and this is by Bay 1991. And I actually just want to say this before I start. I discovered this through Dev Hines from Blood Orange, who we both really like. So
yeah,
she did a lot of the vocals on his album Freedom Town.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I found her.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't know that, and I'm really excited to hear this next track. And
they've taken down the lead for the crowds outside. They're heavy in their dreams while the banks open wide. And the diary on the fridge door says otherwise. Saturday was free, but they passed out by night. Crinkled into sheets and a map of the earth. Sleeping into these where it's safe, undisturbed. There are only batteries when they turn into twine. Whatever makes hers will cover him in time. There is a big world for lovers. Here is a strong thought to cover. Here is a lightweight contrary. As long as hands hold. here is a lightweight contrary, as long as hands fold to carry. Here is a big world for lovers, here is a strong thought to cover. Here is a lightweight contrary, as long as hands fold.
The drugging and your loving had me bugging. Trying to brush it off, you be fronting like it's nothing.
My baby lately, lady, you've been acting hella shady. My friends tell me that you crazy, but it's you I'm missing daily. And it's you I'm missing tasting. It's you I'm missing kissing. Shout it, listen, quit your bitch and be my remix to Ignition.
So that was, that last one was Home by Heems, and it's featuring Dev Hynes. And the one before that was Big World for Lovers, which I introduced before.
Yeah, that Home track, it's off of Eat Pray Thug, and it was released on Greedhead Records. And
I think it was released in 2015?
Yeah. But it's such a solid track.
Yeah, I was, here I go again with my what I've read, but I was reading, somebody called it a glimmering breakup song.
Oh, yeah.
And I would agree.
Yeah.
I think anything Dev Hynes from Blood Orange does feels like glimmering, sweltering 80s.
Yes. And it's so funny, too, because he has a track, Dev Hynes has a track called Chemeke. So it's like glittering.
Is that on Cupid Deluxe?
Yeah. So I think that's Dev Hynes, like maybe his first studio album as Blood Orange. Yeah.
I'm definitely on a Dev Hynes tip recently.
Yeah.
I go through these phases where I get really into a producer or an artist, and usually they're music producers, artists, both things at once. So I listen to their album and then I get into what they're listening to or what they've produced, and it usually shows me a lot of where I get my music from.
Yeah, that's cool. I love doing that as well, like finding connections between it's like you find, like, for instance, you found who was the artist before Home? It was like BEA.
Oh, Bay 1991.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Bay 1991. Like, you found
strange name. Yeah. Artist name, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Bay 1991, the fact that you found them through the Dev Hynes album Freetown Sounds, because she led her vocals.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people did, like, Dev Hynes also does a bunch of sampling.
Yeah.
Of vocals, and I really like that, you know? And so he has a bunch of sampling that he did in Freedom Town, and there was a breakdown of who spoke in all of that, but track by track, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think he did, what was it? He also had a lot of collaborators, too, on the album. Like, I know Empress Of was on there, and I think FKA Twigs as well.
He's worked a lot on FKA Twigs, who I also really like.
Yeah.
I love how creepy and spooky some of her stuff is.
Yeah.
And artistic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, approachable.
Yeah, definitely.
But right when you guys were listening to the music, Zoha and I were talking about how we have some mixed feelings about Heems.
Yeah.
You were telling me he's pretty outspoken for social causes.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's, for instance, he's contributed tracks to, he contributed a track to an album, a compilation album that was about Americans against Islamophobia, which is, like, so good, and I know he's done some, like, social justice work in New York, but on the other hand, like, he doesn't have the best track record with how he interacts or how he treats women necessarily. So it's I hear that, like, oh, it's something that he's trying to improve on and, like, better himself, but at the same time it's also like a struggle of, like, oh, do I continue supporting this artist? And I mean, it's a hard it's a little hard to call the make. Like, I feel like I don't want to like him as a person, but I'll still listen to like some of my favorite songs by him. And Home is definitely one of them. Like,
Home is definitely one of his better ones.
Yeah.
And he's part of a group with Riz Ahmed, right?
Yeah. So he's in Sweatshop Boys. That's another thing. It's like Sweatshop Boys is a pretty amazing collaboration. They like have a lot of very political tracks that are just like bangers. Like,
yeah,
they're really good.
This year has been 2017. I feel like I'm still in 2017, but 2017 has been kind of rough as a music fan and a woman.
Continuing into 2018.
Yeah, continuing. This is like obviously glad everyone's talking about it, but it's been sad seeing so many groups. Some of my favorites being just like, okay,
so
we're just not gonna
person.
You're just not a good person. I can't listen to this right now. I know we both like Crystal Castles. We both like, I think we both like Brand New. I like Brand New. Mm-hmm. Both had pretty major controversies this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, all around with the Me Too movement. But yeah, and then. Did you have anything else to add about Bay 1991, or was that?
Well, I thought it was interesting because there's actually not a lot of information about her.
Oh, okay.
There's
interesting.
Yeah, I did quite a bit of digging, and she's kind of a mysterious person.
Yeah.
Which is kind of intriguing these days because you can pretty much find anything.
Yeah.
But is a Dutch artist as well. So oh, cool. Two Dutch artists on the list today, Sevdazelia and Bay.
Yeah. That's cool. So what are we going to listen to next?
So the next is Love Is On Your Side, and this is an artist called Sinjin Hawk. Mm-hmm. And this is a little bit more electronic, and off his album The Lights that came out in 2011. It was one of his first albums. And I'll get into this a little later, but if you know me, you know that I am a big fan of Kanye West, and he worked on Wolves, as well as gave a bunch of samples for his Life of Pablo album. And he's not a really big name. His real name, I thought, was pretty funny. It's Alan Stanley Saucy Brinsmid. I'm pretty sure I butchered that, but I got the saucy part right. So I'm going to play some of him.
Nice. Take it away, Miriam.
I'm not afraid to die. I'm a bruja, and I'm addressing all white.
Every single one.
I'm out of sight.
So that was Princess Nokia at the end with Brujas from her album 1992 Deluxe. And that actually was, I've heard that song before, but it didn't come out in album form until 2017. And I have to say, if you get a chance to watch that video, I really, really like that video.
Yeah, the music video is really powerful, and I think it really uplifts, black women, and also, culture around, Brujaism and all that.
Yeah, and I know that she's talked about that a lot, too, about her kind of, she's Afro-Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And kind of the culture of Brujas that goes with that.
Yeah.
I think is super interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like that she celebrates her culture through that, and it's a really good song.
Yeah, and I mean the rest of the album, as like a hip-hop fan, I really appreciate.
Yeah.
I think she's a really strong rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely brings kind of like those East Harlem, New York vibes.
Yeah,
that's where she's from, so
yeah,
kind of urban and interesting.
Yeah. The track before that was Dark Enough by Health, which is off of their album Death Magic, and it was released on Loma Vista Recordings a couple years ago. I love Health, so go Mariam for picking this song.
I picked that one for you.
Cool.
That album Death Magic, I can play front to back. It's kind of dark but poppy and uplifting. It's,
yeah.
It's a really interesting mix that they do.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, same. I have the same feelings. And we're talking about this. Mariam and I were talking about this, but it's a really good accessible album too if you were interested in checking out Health. Death Magic is a good one to start with, I think.
Do a lot of remixes that are really good too, I think.
Yeah, for sure. They totally do.
But you were saying that they're in original albums, which I'm not too familiar with. I think Death Magic is the one that I have the most relationship with.
Yeah.
Is more experimental.
Yeah, more experimental. There's still elements of it being dancey in some ways, but definitely more noisy and experimental. Their second album is more electronic, so you can see that it was a natural shift for them to create Death Magic. So I like that it's still Health, but it's just a more accessible sound. And then prior to Health was...
That was the one we talked about a little already,
yeah.
The Love Is By Your Side by Sinjin Hawk.
Yeah.
And, that's when I inserted my mandatory Kanye rant.
Yes, yeah.
that every Kanye fan, I feel like, goes through
totally.
At some point. But... I do want to say this story, which I was reading about him, was he was getting his hair done and he was going to dye it blue, which is what it is right now. And he was in the middle of getting his hair bleached because, first you have to bleach your hair and then dye it. That's the whole thing. And he was in the middle of getting it bleached and sitting in the hairdresser's chair, and he got a text message that he has to be on the plane to work on Life of Pablo.
Whoa.
And so he actually just got up and he had to catch a plane.
Wow.
To LA, and I think he's from Canada.
Oh, okay.
And so he did that because you don't not do that.
Yeah. And Kanye asks
you go.
Yeah.
Ever heard so much about that Kanye's album making process, and I've never heard anything bad about it.
Yeah. I think people feel honored, honestly.
Yeah, and I heard it's a real creative process, so he went there and he showed up with his half-bleached hair, and I'm sure he was looking like a hot mess.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a funny story.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for sharing. So what's up next?
We've
also reached the last 10 minutes of our show, so we're gonna squeeze in maybe at least two more songs.
Yeah, so the next one's Isle of Iran, which is Loyal Karner. And the album is Yesterday's Gone, and this is someone you actually introduced me to and who I like very much. He's pretty young, 23.
Yeah.
And he's a hip-hop artist. And I like his old school kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But we're going to play some of him.
Cool. Let's get into the music.
No, I don't believe him. But know that I've been grieving. Know that I've been holding out, hoping to receive him. I've been holding out for G, but he was nowhere to be seen when I was bleeding. Cousin with the choking and the wheezing. But still he dreaming, smoking potent in the evening. This is only for the heathens. Holding to the souls who need redeeming from the demons. Still ain't folding when it's freezing. There ain't no one to believe in. I'm on that man's side, damn right, doing it myself from a landslide. Stand by, didn't need no help from no damn guy. Man, by, I've been making waves all my damn life. Plan my step to the letter and I stand by it. Try it, we ain't holding back if it backfires. Lax, not the ones who carry crack till they're back tired. Thought they'd make a meal till it transpired. I ain't like them damn liars. I'm saying I ain't like them damn liars. Told him I get like them damn liars. So keep your mouth closed shut, eyes wide open when that doubt rolls up. Cause if the drought shows nothing but the clowns, holds nothing but the sound, I'll be running till the ground open up. Cause the best don't change, clicking to that cold one. My mother said there's no love until you show some. So I showed love and got nothing, now there's no one. You wonder why I couldn't keep in tow, son. I wonder why my dad didn't want me, ex didn't need me. Half of them left and the rest finna breeze me. Get blessed till I second guess, rest till it frees me. There's nothing to believe in, believe me. At life after death, scattered my ashes when it's my time to rest. With the lines I'm obsessed, rhymes I possess, can't deny. Seen the biggest guys cry to confess in a breath. Fresh death, passing the chest, unimpressed with the cess left. Scars in the flesh, he's the best. Words kept sparring in jest, saying star never bar too far from the nest. So I never left and never thought about doing so. I took and fro from that prime time to a home. You see, I'm viewing those nights I should have known better. Like whatever, still my bread to say I'm too involved. But who would know what the family first is? Till your dreams see three family hearses. Worst is, wouldn't mean to speak at the service. So I penned a couple bars, didn't need to rehearse this.
got some more. I'm thinking of some time, oh. I'm dreaming of a time when you knew me. So maybe then we're better off. Well, maybe if it's all you wanted, leave me alone. Leave me alone. So maybe then we're better off. Well, maybe if it's